Watch, Lauren Boebert torches Democrats for inappropriate actions and fiery speech on Gosar censure. By Ashley Oliver on November 18, 2021. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, delivered a vicious one-minute speech on Wednesday that highlighted various Democrat Congress members' inappropriate actions ahead of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, holding a vote to censure one of their Republican colleagues. Boebert, speaking during debate over the resolution to censure Representative Paul Gosar, Oz, pointed to Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Maxine Waters, DCA, and Eric Swalwell, DCA, as examples of those in Congress whose unacceptable behavior has gone without repercussions. Gosar's staff had posted a political anime video on social media that he later had removed, but not before Democrats pounced on the post for its perceived threats of violence because it showed, amid scenes of a country in crisis, a cartoon Gosar stabbing a cartoon Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Democrat policies are so pathetic and have done so poorly that the left has nothing else to do but troll the internet looking for ways to get offended and then try to target members and strip them of their committees. This is a dumb waste of the House's time, Boebert began. But since the Speaker has designated the floor to discuss members' inappropriate actions, shall we? Watch. Boebert, an outspoken freshman in Congress and member of the Freedom Caucus, first noted controversies surrounding the far-left squad member Omar. Boebert referenced the revelation this year that Omar's campaign paid nearly $3 million to her husband's consulting firm, as well as rumors that swirled that Omar, a Somalian-born naturalized U.S. citizen, once married her brother for immigration purposes, a claim Omar has repeatedly denied. The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, and not her brother's husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists, Boebert charged. Shifting to Waters, Boebert echoed the concerns of many Republicans from April, when Waters told demonstrators in Minnesota to get more confrontational prior to the Derek Chauvin trial. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse, Boebert said. Lastly, Boebert tore into Swalwell for his ties to an alleged Chinese spy, a bombshell discovery first uncovered by Axios last December. And then, the cherry on top, my colleague and three-month presidential candidate from California who is on the Intelligence Committee slept with Fang Fang, a Chinese spy. Let me say that again, a member of Congress who receives classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. Swalwell has never revealed the extent of his relationship with Fang, but he retorted on social media after Boebert's remarks that the FBI had found he did nothing wrong. This is unacceptable, Boebert started, but the Republican firebrand was cut off because her floor time was up. Following the heated debate in the lower chamber, the House passed the resolution to censure Gosar 223-207, with only the two most prominent never-Trump Republicans, Reps. Adam Kinzinger, REL, and Liz Cheney, RY, voting with Democrats in favor of the censure. Gosar, as a result, was formally rebuked and stripped of his seats on the Natural Resources and Oversight and Reform Committees. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.